Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, what is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, we got a couple of texts here. It says, Miles, you were talking about me and my voracious appetite for toothpicks. Mm-hmm. It says, my grandfather had a ball of toothpicks removed from his insides weighing over 1 pound. That'll be me. Someone here says, I had a boss once that would blow his nose in his hand, then wipe it on his pants when he was driving. God, man. My bad habit that I thankfully have kicked, being a chronic liar, I would unknowingly and impulsively lie about random stupid things, either because I forgot to do it or I didn't want to do it, but that really effed up my life, so I made it a point to work hard on it and get better at just doing things and not lying about it. That's probably a good thing. We're talking about people that have multiple projects, but they never finish any one of them.
Yep.
Mr. 75% there. Yeah. I have a guy friend who's been working on 4 different Triumph Spitfires for 10 plus years, all in pieces, undrivable. Someone here, let's see. All right, my bad habit too is drinking. I have to get a hematology appointment and ultrasound on my liver. Maybe I should quit drinking. Yeah, I think when they need to do an ultrasound on your liver, you might want to quit drinking.
So we go across the pond for 50 things that Brits just can't seem to give up.
Hello. Our
most addictive habits.
Tea.
They say the 50 bad habits that they cannot give up. Some of these you can relate to, some maybe not so much. But
I'm guessing smoking.
I feel like no
smoking
matter where
is
you
number
go.
One, Mike. That is correct. Mm-hmm. Smoking, number one.
Smoking's got to be number one, I would think,
number
anywhere.
One. Okay. So we go, we'll start with 50. Extravagant spending.
Yeah, if it's habitual, you got to pull back.
I'll make an impulse buy that probably I'll question later on, but typically that's being drunk on Amazon.
But it's not all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Road rage. I don't road rage as much as I just get irritated.
And I don't think it's
I shouldn't
habit.
Let it bother me.
But I'm convinced that everyone is road raging at the same time. Like, if you're on I-5, you're saying everyone out here sucks as a driver. I'm convinced that every other driver is also saying that everyone out here driving sucks as a driver.
So when does it become road rage is the question. Because, Miles, like you, when I'm driving up and down I-5 to come here to work, I get pissed off pretty much every day as well. But then when does it bridge over into, no, now you have
road
rage?
You become aggressive.
Like, flipping someone off, tailgating.
Right. Yeah. Is it actually aggressive
You're being
driving?
A D-bag, you know? Yeah, I think you know when you do
that. I flip off people.
Cutting people off who cut you off. Licking the spoon when baking, obviously, back to the UK into this.
Well, is that
what kind
a bad
of a habit is that? Like,
well,
come
no,
on now.
It's germs and you're putting it back into the...
I am not.
I will say I save the lick for we are done stirring.
Right.
I will not suck or lick on the spoon and stick it back in.
That's one of the greatest things about baking is that you get to lick the spoon or the beater.
I used to stand around my mother when she was making cookies or whatever, just knowing when she was done with the mix, she'd hand me that wooden-ass spatula.
Or the beater.
Or the
egg beater, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Especially
if you ever stick your tongue in there while it was still hooked.
You stick it all the way through every little single.
Now you got to wait till your mom would unhook it and hand it to you.
Yeah.
You don't want to get your tongue caught in there. Biting the ends of pins. They say I don't think working is a bad habit.
Is that a habit? It's kind of like a necessity.
Again, yes. Too much salt.
I mean, some people could.
Some people overwork.
Some people,
for
that's their whole life, is whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's probably where we're saying it's a bad habit.
Well, and they think that we overwork, every one of us.
Yeah.
Compared to the work that they do.
Well, it's this, man. Like, when they get vacation, it's like 6 weeks. That's why they call it a holiday.
Right. Humming to yourself. They say that's a bad habit.
If no one else is around, it's not bad. Like, my son is taken to whistling, much like my father, and it's this unconscious thing where he's in a good mood, but it is endless, man. And I try not to tell him to shut up or be quiet or go, because he's just in his zone. And his mom will tell him, like, dude, stop. And he'll stop for like 15 seconds, and then he absently goes back into it.
Being crazy about a football team as far as being over the top. Clubbing, again, these are 50 bad habits from the UK. Picking teeth in public. If I have something in my teeth, man, I'm going in. So I'm guilty of that, for sure.
But do you, like, stick your fingers up in there?
Oh, yeah. I'll sit there and scrape off.
That's for the toothpick. If I'm in public, I will do the toothpick. And you understand. There's something in my mouth, and it is bugging the piss
out. I'll tongue the hell out of it. I was just like, get my chicken out of there. Come on, baby. They say, just weird stuff. Dairy, too much dairy, bad habit. Eating too much bread, bad habit.
Boo. Live a little.
Being addicted to sex to the point where it gets you into trouble.
I mean, if it gets you into trouble, sure.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Talking to yourself. I am guilty of this one.
Who doesn't talk to himself?
I talk to myself constantly, from the moment I wake up until the time that I go to bed.
Yes. I don't know anyone who doesn't.
I used to talk to my cat.
Who doesn't talk to themselves?
Oh, my foot. Like, I mean, when I wake up out of bed, I don't need to say this to anyone. I am just speaking out loud to nobody in a room.
Correct.
I need to brush my teeth.
Sure.
Well, why did I say that? I know this. Like, I just had to say it out loud. Oh, yeah, I got to brush my teeth. Ooh, I need to take my vitamins. Like, I'm not talking to me. I don't know if that's a bad habit or not. I do it.
Everyone I know talks to themselves. I don't know anyone who doesn't.
Especially, when you live by yourself, it's hard not to, and I'm with you.
Yeah,
I mean, even sometimes just laying in bed, if it's 7:38, it's like, all right, Ted, get up.
Yeah,
I'll sit on the couch. I wonder if anything's going on. All right, let's look here.
I told you, I did it at Costco the other day. I was looking at their shepherd's pie, and I just went, well, that's a bold-faced lie. It's a cottage pie. It's not a shepherd's pie.
Okay.
That's where it's crazy.
The person beside you is going, hey, don't get near that guy.
That dude's got issues.
He's a little bit.
Something bad's about
that. I wish I had never learned the difference because it drives me up a freaking wall.
Between shepherd's pie and what now?
Cottage pie.
What the hell is cottage pie?
It's basically the same thing. And Costco, I love you. But Costco, like a lot of places, sell it as a shepherd's pie. To be shepherd's pie, it has to be lamb. Anything else?
Oh, my God.
Is cottage pie.
You're going to be that guy.
If it has beef.
Do not stand in Costco and bitch about that.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
You keep that one to yourself. Do not stand there and say it's a bold-faced lie.
Is a beef pot pie a pot pie? Or does it have to be turkey or chicken?
No, you could. That's what I'm saying. If it's the same thing as a shepherd's pie just with beef, which is very common, it's a cottage pie. Shepherd's pie, obviously.
The Irish place by myself, man, that's they're not advertising that right.
Let them know.
Is it the same one I like?
Mm-hmm.
No, they use lamb.
Do they use lamb?
That's a shepherd's pie.
That's tradition.
Yeah, they're on it.
Okay, all right.
See? I checked it out.
That's a bold-faced lie.
How did this get to a boiling point? Did you order it and it came out beef one time?
No, it just... My friends, we were talking about it. It was like around Christmas or something. We were having a bunch of people. People were going to spend the night at their house. And they were going to do brunch. Uh-huh. Oh, you know what? It was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I said, hey, if you're hosting brunch, why don't we just... You could get one of those Costco shepherd's pie, right? Which I would love to buy, but I'm not going to... It's too much.
You need 9 people.
Right. So they were like, all right.
Same with their...
So then,
chicken pot pie.
Right. Weirdly, we just kind of got really, we just delved way too far into it.
And who then goes down a shepherd's pie rabbit hole?
The difference. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That is a weird rabbit hole.
Well, now that you know, though.
Now that I know.
When you go to a restaurant.
You've ruined my life. You're like, you know, technically, because you know I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. Would this be cottage pie or shepherd's pie? I'm sorry. Is it beef or lamb? Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah. That's a cottage pie.
Okay, next up on the list.
Look, just one more real quick. This is probably a bad habit. I don't know why I let little things like this bother me.
Because I do, Buffalo Bison.
Do you go in the same strength with like bourbons? Things that call themselves bourbon, but they're not from the same area?
Kentucky.
Champagne.
Well, correct. Champagnes aren't champagnes. It's sparkling white wine, unless it's from the Champagne region.
I actually
region.
Do that one. I do that. I do that.
And I mean, like with Jim Beam and stuff, but it's not bonded. Technically, right. For something to be, I mean, in my world, to be bonded, that's half the idea of bourbon.
Miles and I enjoy a chain restaurant called Chili's.
Yeah.
They are famous for the Southwest egg rolls.
Yeah.
So I went to another bar, I won't say the area, and they said they had Southwest egg rolls. And I said, that's great. Lady brought them out, and I go, oh, we got the egg roll. She goes, these are the egg rolls. So I looked at my buddy. I go, that's a spring roll wrapper.
Okay, they're different.
See?
They are different, all right? Because when I first got, I did not realize there was a difference when I ordered spring rolls because there were no egg rolls on the menu. I just assumed it was a different name.
No.
Spring rolls, they're spongier and full of vegetable and rarely have meat.
We cannot find those out here.
Yeah.
Speaking with our mouths full, as much as your parents beat into your head, about speaking with food in your mouth, I can tell you this for a fact. There are three people that I know that talk with their mouth full all the time. All of them are above the age of 60.
Yes.
Really?
All of them. My mother-in-law, I could not even understand her. We would go out to dinner, and she would wait until the food got in her mouth
to
start
say
talking. And she wasn't one of these people who kept shoveling food in her mouth. During the breaks when she wasn't chewing, she would just sit there in silence, sip on her wine, put a bite of food in her mouth, and that's
her trigger to speak.
That's when it's time to start talking. I'm like, dude, please, you know, like just because I can't understand you, and now you're moving food around. Like now you're chipmunking on one side to talk out.
So you can tell me something, right?
Oh my God, cracking knuckles.
Is that a bad habit?
They said it's. Yeah. I mean, they used to say it is, but people are under
because
the
they said it caused arthritis, but now that we know it doesn't, is it a bad habit?
It's just annoying. Yeah. That's all it is.
Addiction to video games.
Well, sure. Nobody wants to be.
Eating too much meat. Being addicted to smartphones. Yeah. And then we get into some other things. drinking too much soda. Eating too much chocolate. Eating too much sugar in general. Not going to the gym. Spending too much time on social. Not managing and figuring out your credit card situation. And taking that.
Yeah.
And obviously, there are emergencies involved in that. We all know that. Comfort shopping to make you feel better. Too much alcohol, too much fast food, addicted to reality television, drinking too much tea in this instance because
that
it comes
is
from
England.
The UK, coffee, biting fingernails, picking your nose, swearing is number two, and smoking. That is the number one bad habit the Brits say that they need to cut back on.
Number one is smoking, and number three is picking your nose.
That is correct.
That's just a weird breakdown right there.
Oh, but we don't have it as bad here, man, but when you go to a dry, arid environment, you really, really notice the difference in your book.
Oh, in your nose. Yeah, for sure.
I 100%.
In your skin. I went down to California, and I'm sitting there at a bar by myself. I'm in a really nice steak restaurant. The bartender, by the way, very attractive. I'm down there by myself. This is my birthday weekend. I'm excited to be down there. This is my first night. I get a seat at the bar. I'm the only person at the bar. There are four seats at this bar. The woman lays down a very nice white linen napkin as my place setting.
Right.
She then starts and gives me my flatware and a glass of water. And now I have my menu in front of me, and I know what I want, so I set my menu to the side. So now basically I've got this nice white linen. She asked me what I want to drink, and I'll take that draft right there, and I'll have a Jameson. And at that moment when I spoke, this bowler – the biggest booger that I've ever rolled out of it felt like when a piece of wax rolls out of your ear unexpectedly. Like this thing tumbled out of my nose. And it hits the linen napkin and bounces up at least an inch, 2 inches, and propels itself forward and then rolls to a stop. It looked like a golf shot. All right? And I know damn well that she saw this thing because I looked down. I know she looked down. And this is a pretty sizable book. And, you know, it's kind of tan, but it's kind of yellow. It's kind of green. It's a hard one, but it's there. And so she turns around, and I'm like, oh, my God in heaven. I just sat down. So she turns around to get my beer. And then, of course, when she comes back, the booger is mysteriously gone. Now where do you think the booger went? Because I don't eat boogers.
Did you pluck it behind the bar or brush it toward the floor?
I picked it up, I pinched it, and I flipped it on the floor. But I know damn well that she saw that thing roll out my nose.
And then she knew it wasn't there.
Yes. What is or was your bad habit?
You get her number?
206-803-ROCK. Of course not. Then it became awkward.
Was it awkward because did she treat you different?
I think she wanted to ask, what happened to the booger? Where did it go?
Sir, I saw the booger fall out of your face.
I know it was just there. I poured a draft. I turned around. Boog's gone. Mm. Where's the booger in my bar?
Why didn't you just wrap it up in the napkin and just say, I need a new napkin?
It's a cloth napkin, and she would know that the booger is in there. And there was,
she's not going to wash it herself.
I know, but
she's just going to throw it in a bin.
Maybe but do you think that's the move? I would feel weird in a linen napkin. Look, I hear what you're saying. And if it were the paper napkin and that's what it landed on, yes, I would ball it up. And do the basketball toss or trash can. But with the linen napkin, I don't know. I feel like rules change, right? Even though it's a bugger, and she knows the bugger's in there, I think I'd be too embarrassed to be like, hey, can I get a new napkin? Because on the off chance that she did not see it,
right.
It says, what's this one dirty? Well, booger fell out of my face and landed on it.
If I'm her, I'd rather just pick up a napkin. There's one booger in it. And throw it in the bin. Than knowing that my customer's just throwing boogs on my clean floor.
Really?
Just me.
All right.
I'm okay with the booger on the floor because no one's going to see it.
What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
I wish she had just looked at you and said, sir, where's the booger?
That's what I'm saying. I could tell she wanted to.
Be honest with me. Where is the booger?
That was what I sensed. I sensed that she just wanted to know.
She wanted to know where the booger
what
was.
What happened?
She just can't.
Sir?
Yeah.
Where is the booger?
And you know she was going through, in her mind, kind of what you're going through, like, would it be wrong to ask this customer, I don't know what happened to the booger, except I know that he knows that I saw the booger land on the napkin.
Also, I am seated in front of her drink workspace, where there's a little bit more of a pad, where there's more room, and all the mixed drinks are happening in front of me. So that is her work area. So I understand why she wanted to know, hey, where's the booger?
I would definitely ask, which way did you pluck this?
Right, exactly. Is it in
my
area?
How crowded was this bar?
I was the only one seated at the bar. That's why this was
so
popular.
But it says only four seats there.
There's only four seats. It's a steakhouse. I'm a single. I'm by myself. I sit at the bar. The restaurant is packed. There were a couple people who were coming up to order drinks, but I'm telling you, in 2 minutes, they took them to their seat.
Do you think they saw your booger come out?
There was no one up there with the booger.
Okay, just you and the bartender.
That's correct, yes.
I just like the idea you're sitting at the service bar throwing boogers everywhere.
Right. What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
And what would you have said if she asked you?
I did not mean for the booger to fall out of my nose.
But if she said what happened to the booger, what would you just shrug? I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think I would have put the napkin over top of it and gone poof, like David Copperfield, and picked it up.
It's gone.
I don't know where the booger flew.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola.
Hey, I think you need to invest in the Navage system. That's that thing that you put up your nose to get rid of all the snot and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah.
This was a dry one, man. So
yeah,
it was
I'm in the desert. This is dry books.
It'll get everything moisturized up in there for you, Mike.
Oh, and help it stay sticky. So it
at least when you're in the desert, man, things dry out quick. It's like, you know, when you get out of the pool, it doesn't take long to dry out.
Yeah, okay. Well, so I was addicted to spice. So you guys had that thing where you're asking, you know,
profile this. Yeah, the drug. And I wrote down spice as one of the drug options. But the truth is, other than hearing that it does bad things, we don't know anything about it.
Dude, it is one of the worst. So in all honesty, I got addicted to it for about 2.5 years. And it cost like $20 for like, I think it was like a gram at the time. All this stuff is like completely dry, so it's not like a nice solid bud or anything like that. So
is it something you smoke then?
Yeah, dude. So,
and what is a synthetic weed?
They're supposed to be like synthetic THC, but like I don't think the effects are the same as THC.
No. So it gives you like a buzz for probably like, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes or something like that. But it would literally like make you not quite hallucinate, but it would make me just like, okay, whippets. That's like kind of an example.
Okay.
So it would make get that kind of a feel to it. But
so it doesn't last that long, the buzz?
No, no. But then once you get like the resin out of the pipe, that stuff is freaking concentrated. So then that's the stuff where like I would take that and smoke a little bit of that nonsense and knock yourself out. And like literally I could see on like profile of this where spice comes up or something where people do some crazy nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever do any crazy nonsense yourself that you remember?
Okay. So, yeah, so I was in the military and I was I was able to acquire, I lived in the barracks and I won't say what MOS I was, but it wasn't something, it was the exact opposite of acquiring things. And I was able to wake up the next morning after living in a third story barracks floor with four tires in my closet. And so I found out later that that was where all the guys, where I got them from, which were all the guys actually, whenever they deploy, they put all their stuff in like storage and stuff like that.
Right.
And that was basically where, I kind of had to go return those the next night.
I was going to say, did you even own a car?
At the time, I didn't, but I'm actually sitting in the same car that I drove across all those states now. So, yeah.
Okay, so you didn't have a car. You just, hey, I need four tires, and you took four tires?
I suppose.
So that's the problem. Right. You just wake up to evidence of what you've done, but you're not sure why you did it or where or when.
And you know, honestly, I like woke up by myself, went out to smoke a cigarette, and while I was smoking a cigarette, one of the other addictions, I was smoking a cigarette and I found all these black marks all over my arms and nonsense. I was like, where did this come from? And I just started looking around and my closet door was wide open. I was like,
So how did you suddenly roll the tires back? Did you wait till the next night?
I had and found some more of that spice the next night. I kept the door closed actually the whole day, and my room was kind of known as like the party room, so I kept the door closed that whole day, and then I got my roommate over there, and I was like, "Hey, dude, look at this." He's like, "Where the?" I'm like, I down there, I guess. He's like, "All right, what are we gonna do?" I smoked a little bit more of that. We drank some more and returned it, and nobody ever found out. I think it was probably a canine person or something like that. It's tires, but yeah, none the wiser ever later. But I did the right thing, at least.
As far as you know, you're on spice again, man.
What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Terry Daly, Steve Miggs on the way from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. We will sit and spin. We got the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
Feel good.
So we're on country. Coming up with Sit and Spin right after emails on our question, what is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what's your bad habit, Jenny?
I actually have three of them, and I gave them all up.
Okay.
First one is I quit smoking cigarettes about 5 years ago.
Congratulations on that. That's not an easy one.
How long did you smoke?
About 20 years.
All right.
Second bad habit, I quit biting my nails about 2 years ago.
How did you get yourself to stop biting your nails?
Actually, what started it is I started going out and getting my nails done.
Ah, all right. That's better than saying you started picking your butt, because I know some people do that.
I'm glad you don't chew your toenails.
Correct, yeah.
Those are the nails she was talking about. Yes. Her fingers have been fine, yeah.
It's weird at dinner.
And then the third bad habit is listening to what my husband thought. And our divorce date is on the 28th.
Got tired. Okay. What was it that he thought so much about that you realized you did not care anymore?
Everything.
Everything. Okay.
Absolutely everything. He was a controlling narcissist, so.
Okay. And how long did it take you to figure that out to the point where you could walk away?
About 20 years we were married.
Did it progressively get worse?
Or did you just start noticing? Yeah.
It progressively got worse. It started off as real small, subtle things and just got worse over time.
All right. Was he jealous of you?
All the time, yes.
Like if you went out with your friends, was he worried what you were up to? Things like that?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Really?
He used to say that a girl's night is just code for cheating.
Oh my God. So
dude.
He's an idiot.
Jesus Christ. Seen girls on girls' night, right? Not a bachelor party, that's a different thing. But like if it's ladies' night and you see some guy hitting on them, seeing how quickly those guys get torn down, like, don't approach them.
They've got a force field of three or four other girls are going to make sure that they continue their night, and you're not included in
you
it.
They are not interested in you tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got out of that situation. You said you're almost divorced?
No, our divorce has been finalized for almost a year.
Okay. Good. So you got through that, too.
Are you back on the dating scene?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, well, you're getting your nails done. I'm just saying, man. Yes. You know, some guy wants you to scratch his back with those. You know what I'm saying?
What was your brand of smokes?
Oh, Camel, usually.
Okay. That's one of those things.
Camel
where...
or Camel White?
Actually, I started getting into the Camel Crush.
Right. Oh, damn.
I don't mind a Crush.
Really?
Yeah, because you can go menthol.
I hate menthol, man.
I like a menthol.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I admit it. I mean, not all the time, but I used to keep a pack of Newports in my drawer. That way, every once in a while, I just have a Newport.
Yeah, man. I just
like every once in a while, I just like a menthol cigarette.
Ugh.
Which is, you know, I will say this, as far as brand loyalty is concerned, I don't think that there's any industry that carries brand loyalty as much as the addiction of tobacco.
I agree, because they you're going to get addicted, but you like the flavor they have. Marlboro Red for me, period. I smoke a million different cigarettes. It'll kill me all the same, but like... Marlboro.
Yep.
I want Marlboro.
You see
Red.
Cigarette smokers, like, you'll bum a cigarette, any cigarette smoker. Like,
sure.
Eventually you're going to bum one, but yeah, you're right. Cigarette smokers are pretty, like, that's what I smoke.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I buy.
I'll go through phases of different beer that I drink.
I'll go through beer, but
so,
yeah, cigarettes.
What I drink regularly. What I'm saying is there was a while there where I probably had a year of Modelo, where Modelo just became popular. It was on draft, like a draft beer, and it was a lighter draft Mexican beer. So I was buying Modelo. I was drinking Modelo. And then what I realized was when I bought Modelo in cans, when I got about two-thirds done, the beer just started to taste like crap to me. Like,
I agree. That's my problem with Modelo.
So Modelo kind of dies on you when you're drinking it. But I tell you the one I'm into now, man, that I've been drinking a hell of a lot of in draft, and this is my new beer. It is Heidelberg. You guys ever heard of Heidelberg?
Yeah, I've had it before. Not my favorite, but
I
drink it.
I like
Heidelberg?
Yeah, like a nice light Heidelberg. It's
I'm Manny's, dude. Manny's and a shot of Jack. It doesn't change. And and part of the reason I've stuck with that is because I can walk into my local watering hole, and no matter how busy it is, I don't have to ask me. It is just served.
Heidelberg it was one of the older recipes in the Pacific Northwest, right? So, like, if you think back to an Ole or, you know, a Rainier beer. So that was one of them, but not at that level. And they had a brewery down in Tacoma. And from what I understand, Seven Seas Brewing Company, who we know, and they listen to the show. They sent us socks and all kinds of cool gear.
Still have the socks. Yeah.
They took over that brewing facility. And so they still do their Seven Seas Brewing in that building, I believe, or whatever they do in that building. But they went back and took the original recipe for Heidelberg and started making that again. So the times I've seen it on tap, I'm like, this is just a good, light-drinking, German-style lager. So
that's what I'm reading right now. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if you see it, just give it a try. But that's the one I'm on now. Within a two-month period, I'll be on to something else.
You're talking about cigarettes. Someone here says, how much criticism is still received from the black community for not liking menthols? Brother, when I was in Baltimore, like, a guy would roll up, right? Hey, brother, you got an extra smoke, man? I'd pull out the Marlboro Reds, and 50% of the time, they would turn it down. Because if you smoke menthol, that is what you want. And I would have the same problem. If I'm going to bum a smoke from someone, there's a 95% chance they're going to offer me a Newport. And I'm just like, all right. I mean, just that was it, man. Man, woman, didn't matter. I mean, I got to say, Baltimore probably has more Newport smokers per capita than any city on this planet.
Well, back to the Camel Crush. You can go either way. So in its own way, if you're bumming cigarettes or giving them to other people,
I can't say
it's not a bad one to get.
I had a homeless dude turn my cigarette down. All right, so at this time, I'm super broke, man. I've just gotten out of homelessness myself. So you just don't have a lot of extra cash. Now, traditionally, I'd smoke Marlboro Reds. Couldn't afford Marlboro Reds. And I can't remember the name of the brand. It was three letters, like...
Weren't you smoking the U.S. Gold or USA Gold?
I would get USA Gold, but there's another one like QC something, whatever. And it was in a red package because they're trying to mimic Marlboro Red. Anyway, fast forward. It is summer in Baltimore. It is 95 degrees outside. It is 95% humidity. It is miserable. And there's a dude, in spite of this heat, wearing a corduroy trench coat. I always remember this. And he's pushing a shopping cart. I'm smoking a cigarette. This guy's as homeless can be. Hey, man, can I bum a cigarette? I'm like, of course. Mm-hmm. I pulled out this generic-ass pack of cigarettes. This dude looked at me, looked down at the cigarettes. He's like, nah, never mind, man. Yeah. I'm like, how cheap are these? Dude doesn't have two quarters to rub, and he's like, your cigarettes are so cheap. Yeah. Nah.
We got celebrities have some bad habits. I'll get into that in a second. I got to tell you guys a story. It's just, this is how bad it is. So my bad habit that I cannot get rid of is if I'm about to sleep for an hour to an hour and a half, I will get up and I will go downstairs to the refrigerator and I will grab something to eat. What is something to eat? A squirt of mustard in my
God.
Mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever I look in.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. A little barbecue sauce on some nuts. Okay, so this is a problem that I have, and I'm not really conscious of it until I wake up the next morning.
So is that a habit or is that sleepwalking?
It's definitely sleepwalking, but it's a bad habit that I should not be doing because this is why I took peanut butter
but you're asleep.
Out of my house because I'm afraid I'm going to choke and die because I don't realize what I'm doing. Even though I am awake and I am functioning and I'm getting myself something to drink, which was the reason I went down there in the first place. So I have to do a colonoscopy. This is my first colonoscopy. This was the day that VD came over to my house. He was helping me put in a sink faucet, right? But I'm taking this clear stuff. And before I started taking this, and I have not told anybody this, but there's a hardware store in my neighborhood called Stoneway Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important that you do not eat after a certain period of time that if you do eat, you have to cancel all of this and everything that you did from drinking all that stuff and all the preparation is gone and out the window. And you're going to have to reschedule. I think it was like a $200 fine because everybody's in there and all this crap, which is no money compared to that crap, but all that stuff. So I go to Stoneway Hardware, all right? And they have chains where you can get chains cut.
Yeah.
So they have like a cutting thing, and you have to get an associate. I got 10 inches of this big lock chain, all right? The guy's like, I got to ask, man, what are you doing with 10 inches of chain? And I'm like, I'm going to loop it around the two doors of my refrigerator, and I'm going to buy a padlock, and I'm going to lock my refrigerator door tonight because I'm not supposed to eat after midnight, and I'm a sleep eater. I know that sounds crazy, but I know the only way.
You had to chain yourself out of your own refrigerator.
I chained my refrigerator door shut. I still have the chain. I still have the combination lock. So 3 years later, I saved it because when I did it this year, I brought it out again. The only problem was it took me a while to find the combination. I knew I put it somewhere.
Right.
Because it was a combination lock. When I found the because the last thing I wanted to do was lock my refrigerator and then not be able to remember how to get the damn thing off when I needed to.
Right.
And then not have access to my refrigerator and have somebody come in with bolt cutters and cut the damn thing off my refrigerator.
That would be kind of funny, though.
Yes, it was.
I need a locksmith. I locked myself out of my fridge.
But that's what I did. I locked
my refrigerator. But at least you know yourself. That's the important. Whatever you got to do.
I know, it's embarrassing.
It's ridiculous, but you made the right call.
I did, because if not, I would get up, and then I knew where my snack drawer was, right?
Right.
I took all of the things in my snack drawer and put them in the refrigerator. Because if I put it in the cabinet, I remember where I put it in the cabinet. Yeah. I go up and get it. Oh, there's my Snickers, or whatever the hell it is. You know, I'll just grab it. So anything that I could just grab and eat, I put all of that. I put potato chips in the refrigerator. I mean, just dumb stuff, pretzels, whatever I had. I put it all in the refrigerator. And it all was terrible the next day.
You know, oh, of course. You put chips in the fridge. They're gross.
But I felt like even if I throw it away, I'll
dig through the trash
I'll
can.
Dumpster dive.
Because there's nothing wrong with it.
Because it's still rolled up and it's perfectly fine. It didn't touch anything. I'll just reach in there and grab myself a potato chip or something like that. So I had to strategically make sure that I could not get in there.
Hey, but it's the right thing to do. Like, just know your own weaknesses. You'll do a lot better in life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK. We go to the celebrity world. Brad Pitt, what does he not do?
Shower.
He does not bathe for weeks.
He's notorious for that.
Weeks. Like, does it go back to that whole thing about, you know, nature gives us the layer of grease, and so we're good to go there?
Lazy. Because he's that, and look, this is all secondhand. It's not like he brags about it, but throughout his career, his co-stars, I mean, almost unanimously are like, he's disgusting to work with. Not necessarily a bad guy, but just like, he stinks. He smells. He won't shower.
His stink quote has been so unbearable that his co-star Eli Roth, on the set of Inglourious Basterds, taught him how to keep himself clean by wiping with baby wipes just to get some of the general smell off of him.
Jesus.
His excuse is that he doesn't get enough time to take a shower for up to 2 weeks at a time. Also, Brad Pitt does not use soap at all when he showers because he thinks that soap is toxic.
Well, there's lots of evidence that it is. All of us that have dropped dead from showering.
Yes. Megan Fox. What is Megan Fox? What is her bad habit?
She got some gank toes.
Posting on social media.
Mike.
She does, dude. Yeah. Mike's being nice.
No, it was her thumbs, wasn't it?
Something like that. Gross looking.
Megan Fox does not flush the toilet after she's done with her business.
Come on, man.
Beg pardon?
She admits she forgets to flush the toilet after she's done pooping.
No.
Pooping, not peeing. She has also said that her friends always complain because she leaves the toilet unflushed with her remnants in there, and it's rather disgusting.
Yes, okay. They're going to complain.
But Megan Fox is coming over to your place for a night, but she's got to lay one down real quick before we get things started. Are you still cool that knowing that she's... Come out of there and not flush the toilet.
Yeah,
no issue
at all.
For one night.
I could not have a relationship
with her, but certainly, yeah.
That's not leaving my head. I'm sorry. I'm not going to, whatever it looks like, the shape, you know, right. You always look down to see what you did.
It depends what you
I
see.
I just got to go freshen up. And then you hear her lay it down in there and then walk out of the bathroom.
I'm used to analyzing myself, in my regularity to see, oh, there's the salad. But somebody else, that is a completely different story.
She also had salad. Like, yes. I don't want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And sesame seeds.
Jessica Simpson. We met Jessica Simpson. She's a lovely lady.
Sweet little thing.
Yeah, she is. She's Nobel Prize winning brain there.
She doesn't brush her teeth.
She does not brush her teeth.
Oh, I was right?
How does she get away
with
that? She
has big, white, gorgeous teeth. Yeah. How does she not brush those things?
She has a brusher?
She says she brushes her teeth 3 times a week. And on the other days, she wipes her teeth clean with a rag or a piece of cloth. So that's her.
Just brush your teeth then. If you're going to take the time.
Is that because of veneers looking more shiny? Or
Maybe she does. I mean, that would seem hard. I mean, sometimes, honestly, in the morning, I just feel gross if you don't brush.
I absolutely do.
I get not brushing enough, but I'm like, I feel like everybody brushes at least once a day.
Right.
Yeah, when I roll out of bed, that's one of my first orders of business because I can taste my mouth.
Dunkin' Donuts. Even sometimes when you shower, like, you'll feel better. But, like, I usually brush my teeth after I get out of the shower. Then it's like, all right, now we're clean.
If you go to Dunkin' Donuts, I used to go every morning. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you get one of their large coffees, they use real heavy whipping cream as their cream. And then they scoop in scoops of sugar. And that combination of the film, I used to have
that is thick.
Toothbrush and toothpaste at work. So, because I drink my coffee on the way in. So, by the time I got, the first thing I did when I came into work was brush my teeth again.
And your tongue, I'm guessing.
Because that, yeah.
It coats your tongue like wax.
Robert Pattinson, we know him. He was Batman. He was in Twilight as well, I believe. Is
correct.
It?
That's how he got famous, yeah.
What does he not do? What's his bad habit?
Smile.
Oh, I've heard this one before.
Put on, use sunscreen.
He has said that he didn't wash his hair for 6 weeks. So he took 6 weeks and did not wash his hair.
Your hair generates a lot of natural oils, and you're actually supposed to wash it frequently. However, not quite that infrequently.
He says that Bald Mike is telling Bald Me this.
You're darn right.
Yeah. He says he doesn't need to wash his hair, and he does not care.
I mean, if it looks cool, like, I guess it's fine. There's a lot of people that don't wash their hair as much as you think, depending on hairstyles and background.
Yeah, if you got dreads, probably not washing your hair.
Not that this is necessarily a bad habit, but it's a little bit weird. Kesha, she had a habit there of drinking her own urine.
For what purpose?
To rehydrate?
Well, if you're Bear Grylls, it's one thing. But she wanted
he's trying to survive.
But she wanted to get in, quote, kick-ass shape. She stopped doing that after she realized that drinking pee does not get anyone into kick-ass shape.
Who told her that?
Like,
you'd had to be a friend who played the prank like Kesha. Hey, man, if you're going on tour, honest to God.
Is that some crap that they spend, you know, drinking your own urine is actually revitalizing nutrients that are coming out of you? Like, no.
Your body's trying to get rid of
it. Right, that's the stuff it doesn't want.
Right, it's like eating your trash. Yep.
Johnny Depp does not regularly change his clothes, has been known to wear the same clothes and underwear for weeks at a time.
I can believe that. I've heard he's a real smelly dude on set,
too. I'm about to say, he looks like he stinks.
He does. Mm-hmm. But what's weird to me is he's kind of notoriously a smelly guy. He looks like a guy that's going to be smelly, but he's the guy like, New Sauvage. Yeah, whatever. Like, bro, there's nothing about you that I've ever thought to myself, I want to smell like Johnny Depp. And this is based on people around you that go, no, you don't want to smell like Johnny Depp.
And I guarantee you he does not care.
Have you guys ever,
I know he does not care.
Do you guys follow Britney Spears or see her post at all on Instagram?
I follow her on Instagram all the time.
Follow her, I'll click her post when they point out that she's naked.
Her bad habit is getting wasted and filming videos.
Hey, if you let her.
If you pay attention and you watch this.
Playing with knives.
Because I've noticed this a lot and now it makes sense. Okay, every video that she starts, whether she's half naked, dance around, whatever, she has her hands in her mouth like this at some point in time during the video. She is a notorious nail biter.
Oh, really?
So if you see her like at the beginning like this, you'll always
she's actually chewing her nails.
I did not know that.
She's always got her hand cuffed, and she's got it like she was biting her nails right before she started shooting the video.
I feel like she has a lot of bad habits, but that's probably the least offensive of them.
Not the worst.
I feel like if you lived with her or you're married to her, like, I don't mind the nail biting because it's the only thing that's not crazy.
And Christina Aguilera, what does she not do?
She doesn't gain shower weight. Either, does she?
No, wait, she doesn't wash her hands after she poops.
Oh, come on, man.
She had all out dirty.
I will be honest. Before the pandemic, I would not necessarily wash my hands all the time after I peed because I don't touch my penis when I pee.
Right.
I just whip it out and pee. And
but
then
technically, your hands are dirtier than your penis. You should be washing your penis in the sink, really.
Yeah. So I just never did that. And then the pandemic came around. I'm like, all right.
You feel that errant drop
how
or spray.
How do you not touch it at all? You just bump it out?
Yeah. Just unzip my pants.
Really? And, yeah. I'm a single hand holder.
Yeah. I'm a, yeah.
Oh, I mean, as far as holding the shaft?
Yes.
I don't. Yeah, I don't touch it.
No, I'm with really? Him. I'm with him. You I open the fly, out, pull everything down, out. And it just does its work.
Do you fold your arms, put your hands on your hips? Like, what do you do with your hands?
I'm holding on to my pants.
Yeah, you hold on to your underwear and pull them down if you're going out the zipper.
Yeah.
So I just go like this and then whip that thing out and then just let it go.
Yeah. My pants are basically cradling it as we're going and give it a few little shakes. It shakes itself.
Thank
and
you.
Boom. Away
no need to wash your hands.
All right. We're good.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Really useful for when you're going outside because then you really don't have to.
Tara Daly, Steve Miggs joining us coming up. The Daily Miggs Morning Show. We'll sit and spin. We've got the 10 best feel-good country songs of all times. And your email's coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.